So I was more of a Superman and Batman fan. I never really got into Spider-Man. But when the blockbuster Spider-Man movie came out, the first one, a lot of people did get into Spider-Man. And you know what? There's been a couple more of those movies since then. I guess more than a couple now. I'm still not tremendously interested in this web-spinning, skyscraper-climbing, crime-fighting guy in the spider suit. But I am interested in something he said in the first movie about him. Now, Peter Parker, yeah, you probably know this, is the bookish teenager who gets bitten by a radioactive spider one day. You never know when that's going to happen to you. And he begins to discover that he has suddenly developed some amazing spiderish capabilities. All right, look, I'm reporting the story. I didn't write it, okay? Now, it dawns on him that he can't just use these abilities for himself. He has to use them to make a difference. Here's the great line. Here's what he says. I like it. For me, living an ordinary life is no longer an option. Oh, that's good. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about goodbye, ordinary. So an ordinary guy suddenly realizes he has some extraordinary powers available to him. And he realizes he can't settle for ordinary anymore. Well, hello, is that a picture of any man or woman in whom Jesus Christ lives? I mean, this is the Jesus who blew the doors off his grave on Easter morning, who has conquered death, the most powerful force on earth, the force that has stopped every man except one man. And the day you gave yourself to this Jesus, he moved into your life to stay with all his resurrection power. So that's what Paul is talking about in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 and 15, our word for today from the Word of God. Christ's love compels us. He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So what's supposed to be the practical result of Good Friday and Easter? That you stop living for yourself. You stop settling for small and ordinary, and you start living a life worthy of Jesus' Good Friday love and his resurrection power. How can anyone in whom this death-conquering Christ lives ever settle for ordinary again? Paul expressed his lifelong passion in this way. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Exploring, unleashing, experiencing the awesome power of the Jesus who lives in you. Maybe you're like so many believers I've met in recent years. You've got this unexplainable restlessness inside. It's saying, there's got to be something more than this. It's saying, I want to make a greater difference with the rest of my life than I've made until now. Well, you know what? It's God who made you restless. He wants you to realize that power that you got when you got Jesus. He wants you to give yourself to a mission far larger than your little kingdom, your little comfort zone. Those chains that have bound you for so long, you don't have to settle for those anymore. Jesus Christ has resurrection power to set you free, so start to live like it. If you'll commit yourself to resurrection living, you can confront those monsters from your past finally, the ones that have haunted you, and even defined you for way too long. You can face those fears you have. You can move beyond that bitterness. You can throw yourself into doing some things that will last forever. You have resurrection power, man. Tell Jesus you're tired of business as usual, that you've been settling for a life that's just way too small, that's only as big as you can make it. Then sell out to his plans. Sell out to his power. We stand by Jesus at the empty tomb that he blew away. And we say, for me, living an ordinary life is no longer an option.